The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Nope. Podcasting live from a sacred Indian ground. In beautiful Sparks, Nevada, this is the worst little podcast in the world, and I am your host this week, your constant companion, Nick Ramirez. Yay! Joining me this week, we have Samantha the intern, and we have the delightful Dogwater Dick in the back, plus this magical new band called Karma.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
That was pretty tight.
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty tight. I mean, you sounded unsure of yourself, but then it ended tight.
Thank you. Thank you
said
you.
Magical.
That was so tight. It was, yeah, like, it was like, as soon as he was done, worst little podcast.
Bam.
That's it. That's called To the Post, folks. Look
Hit
it
the
up.
Post.
Look that shit
yeah,
up.
So it's another week of the Worst Little Podcast. Sorry we weren't here last week. We took the holiday week off for Halloween because we just party so hard like that. Also, Reverend Rory couldn't be here today. He's out saving the world. But I'm going to man the ship here. Samantha's going to co-host with
me
today.
He's mostly saving Riku. It must be great to have kids where you can just like use them as an excuse to not do shit.
Is he really doing that?
It's probably not as fun as that.
It's probably not. It's like no. Snotty Riku.
It probably
who's
actually
annoyed.
Really sucks. He'd probably rather then, be here.
I think you're right.
Yeah,
that's still
I agree.
Bullshit.
Fuck you.
Yeah, so Rory's
totally
not here.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
So how was everyone's Halloween? Did anybody dress up this year? Raise your hands in the room.
Hands are being raised.
Right. What were you, Samantha?
I was a Star Trek captain.
Oh yeah, the girl one.
Yep.
Nice. So miscellaneous blue shirt or red shirt?
No. I had the red shirt and all the pins and everything.
Babylon one or what? Which one was that?
Yeah, because there's a bunch of different. Or
there's a Star Trek Voyager is captained by a woman.
Okay, Voyager.
But I wasn't necessarily.
Oh, so you were? Was that Janeway? Janeway.
Yeah, I guess I was Janeway.
Right on.
Nice.
Penny from The Shames was a Star Trek character, too. She was a female red shirt.
Oh, hell yeah.
So
nice.
That was
they
cool.
Always die. The red shirts always
yeah.
die.
Where were you?
I bet Michelle. You could guess.
Oh, yeah. What were you, the Beatles or something?
No.
Or?
I don't
keep guessing. Michelle was.
Good guess.
Michelle
keep,
was.
Keep guessing.
One more. Give him one more.
A witch. A no. Sexy nurse.
Close.
A cat.
Hey!
No, she was a
sexy cat.
No, she was just
she's
a kitty.
She's a kitty.
She was Nomston. She was Nomston Cromwell III.
Yep.
You were
the
your
only
own
day
kitty.
I get an excuse to be a kitty.
Nice.
I wore
she was
all
she
day
was
long.
She was Larry's kitty. Larry Cooper's kitty.
Greg, how many times am I going to have to remind you talking to your mic this show?
Meow.
What?
Just wondering.
That's
what?
Better.
Wait,
that's
who's better. That?
Talk
who's
into that? Your mic.
Were any of you fellas dressing up this
yeah,
season.
I dressed as no, I dressed no. as Carter. Carter dressed as Greg, and Greg dressed as me.
You guys are so
yeah. It was really great. We all wore black and leather, and we were each other for Halloween.
That's not narcissistic. What were you, Rick?
By the way, I'm getting tired of this, Greg.
it's hard to tell which one you're speaking right now.
I wore my standard Rocky gear, which is jeans, a T-shirt that looks like a priest top, and tails.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's the standard
Rocky
uniform.
Did you go to
uniform.
The Midnight Show?
I went to both.
Oh,
Los
wow.
Dos.
Nice.
Yes, yeah, so I went to both Rockies, and it was fucking amazing. So
cool, dude.
It was
did anybody get
so
some tail from you?
No.
No.
Did anyone get
oh,
your tail?
Banged at all. I know. Nothing. Nothing. That never happens.
Rick doesn't kiss and tell.
I don't. Well, yeah. No, I would. I come in here and be all, yeah, I worked him like a punch press. but it didn't happen. Yeah, it sucks. I know. That's
I was a hot dog.
Yeah.
you're supposed to wear a costume. Didn't you know that?
That's good. That's good. Mikey was a banana, and my friend now is a strip of bacon. So that was pretty fun.
Food groups. Nice. Breakfast food group? No.
Just food groups.
Sure. If
you can have hot dogs
you can
for
have
breakfast.
Hot dogs for breakfast.
Yeah, they go anywhere.
And banana and
so
it's like
speak.
Pizza.
You can have bacon banana sandwiches, too.
Hell yeah.
I had me one of those.
The Wait, the bacon wasn't a penis reference, though. How did that work?
No, bacon is a vagina reference.
What?
How does that work?
Yeah.
Bacon hangers?
Bacon hangers.
Well, on this show, bacon goes in the vagina.
Disagree.
Clean your flaps, lady.
Oh, yeah. And then they're from the worst of all quiz. That horrible bacon question Rory always asks.
Yeah, and can a meat curtain be made of bacon, or has it got to be roast beef? I don't know.
They don't make beef bacon, do they?
No, I don't think so.
Nah.
They should, though, for the Jews.
You gotta, you gotta specify beef or bacon, dude, because they're not both the same thing.
It's
you
the
know?
White meat curtain now.
Right.
What about our production assistant, Nate? Did he dress up?
I saw him on Halloween at Rocky with his lovely bride, who's amazing. And they were wearing normal people clothes.
Oh,
so
that's good.
It's pretty sad. But they were Rocky, so that counts for something, right?
Fuck yeah. Congratulations to all those folks who pulled that off this weekend. Pete Polansky, Reverend Rory Dowd.
Fuck, what a show, dude. That was so awesome. It was so much fun. And we didn't sell out. Cargo's, I think, a little smaller than it used to be, and it being two shows on Halloween, and they had a Rocky the night before at the college, apparently.
Mm. Oh, the fuckers. So,
I heard about that.
To be the same night, and then that would have really sucked.
I had a guy that I worked with said that he went to that Rocky Horror at the college, and he threw a loaf of bread at a chick's face because she said she'd never seen the movie before. So he said he threw a loaf of bread at her face because she said she'd never seen the movie before.
Face.
Face.
And nobody.
Face.
Which he threw it at her what?
What kind of
face.
Bread was it?
Baguette.
It depends on the kind of bread.
A baguette.
Yeah, was it
face
was it
baguette?
Bread? Was it like day old bread? Yeah,
that could hurt. Take an eye out with.
Was it like a Dutch face. Crunch roll? That was
face
white bread.
Baguette.
Yikes.
So
go ahead, Rick.
I kind of wanted to get back to a couple things, tie up some loose ends, so to speak, from previous shows. Like, I would just like to say that my hemorrhoids are great. Like, they're totally fucking way better. So that's like all, like, I think they're gone, but I'm not sure. I'm not going to go deep enough to find out.
Wait.
But it's fucking great.
I will.
Rick, yeah. you had more than one? You had more than one?
Oh, no, I think it was just one. I think, like...
Okay,
yeah,
I was
going to
say, I wasn't filled in all of the entirety of your hemorrhoids. I really wanted to be.
Sexually. Well, you should listen to the show, Mark.
Yeah, that was like 3 or 4 episodes ago. I was
dwindled down to one.
We
went,
horror.
Yeah, we
hemorrhoid
went into
horror.
It deep, if you know what I
mean. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was hella fun.
Hey, I smell better.
I want it, and I wanted that.
I
other
don't.
Thing
did
I want
Nick
to talk
do
about.
His laundry?
My hemorrhoids are better, and Nick.
I didn't.
Nick, I want to say. I hugged
You're
you tonight.
Have to do that, uh-huh. Greg.
I hugged you good and long, like when you first came in the door. And do you know
you were smelling me?
I was curious, that, like, because it was the first time where you were gonna try to not smell anymore, and I fucking hugged you, and all I smelled was the faint odor of cigarettes.
Mm.
Oh, good.
I have never hugged you and not smelled you.
Wow, that is a great. Thing
That's
to
fucking.
Smell.
You're different. So what did you do? Is it better? Or is it?
I take a shower and then I use body spray and then I use armpit sauce and then I put on clean clothes and then I change my sheets
and you
then
wash
I
your balls
wash
sack.
With clean towel.
Balls.
And then when I get in the car and go to work, right, if I smoke, I spray some more shit on me after I smoke. I just like completely obsessed with my stinkiness
Nick,
now.
Nick, it's working though. You don't smell anymore.
Yay!
Because I was a little bit afraid that you were going to do everything and still stink.
Yeah, me too.
That's
the problem.
Oh,
I get out of the shower and it still stink, and I'm like, "What? God help me!"
I was kind of hoping he would stink, but
yeah,
it's
kind
of a homey feeling. Here
people miss
dog
my
water.
My Nick scent.
Yeah,
you know?
Now
Nick
you can,
scent.
Now you can sneak up on
Nicky scent.
You can sneak up.
Nicky scent.
Oh, to Necro, so to speak.
Now the smell.
Like
now the stinkiest
person
here is Carter.
Yeah,
man, I can't smell anybody.
Yes,
it stinks like
that's
because
I sprayed off 17 times before I got here with very nice cologne.
Oh, I thought you meant.
Is that like a
thought you meant?
I thought you meant.
I sprayed off here a bunch of times in the bathroom,
as if you were.
Now be
skunk.
Sure Dick gets his warm milk.
Awesome.
fucking rad.
Can I tell you guys about Festival Supreme?
Please. Oh, hell yeah.
It was so cool. I went to the Festival Supreme in L.A., and it was put on by Tenacious D. So I got to see them, Cheech and Chong, Death Clock.
Nice.
This guy, Bo Burnham. Death Clock. You should see Bo Burnham.
Dude, I love Bo Burnham. Bo Burnham is rad. I've listened to his albums.
The Dan Band.
He's like younger than us.
Yeah, he's young, dude. He's so smart and fucking what a
very
set,
cool.
dude.
Bo
Creative
is
as
rad.
Fuck. Very,
he's like
very
20
cool.
20 years old.
And was watching his special before. He didn't repeat the same jokes. All the jokes we got at the festival were new, and it was
nice,
rad. And then it was really cool because we were watching Cheech and Chong, getting ready to watch it. And I don't know if you guys know. Guys know who Doug Benson is?
Yeah, hell yeah.
You know, Super Jaime,
oh,
that guy?
Yeah.
You see, he was smoking a joint out back with us watching Cheech and Chong. It was fucking
what
cool
would
as
happen
fuck,
if
dude.
I smoked weed every day for 30 days?
Yep, that's the guy. So that was really, really cool. And I just wanted to tell everybody about it because you should go next year if you get a chance. Festival Supreme.
I'm there, man.
What'd you do this weekend, Chewy?
Where is Chewy? I never even met
this
guy.
I met a really fat girl in Oco.
Fucked up. I've been on the show. This is like the fifth time being on the show. And I've never met the guy.
He doesn't want to be on when you're on. I've never even met the guy.
He must just not like me. Like every time I've been on the show, he's not here.
Are you a fat girl in Elko?
apparently, he really likes that.
Goes to Elko a lot.
I'm not a fat girl in Elko.
No, and he knows that you're from
a really gay one of him.
He knows that you two are from the Canes. And
I bought a couple of your records recently, and I feel like I want my money back.
Shit. Damn it.
That's why he's not here.
Yeah, he could have been here last week, but we had to cancel. So.
I always hear about that. Always
he was
so
gonna
funny,
be here.
Always oh. so this.
He's
always...
the best.
Now he's the elusive Chewy.
Now he's the elusive Chewy.
Wookie. He doesn't talk like that. He talks like that. That's crazy.
Chewy's put out for jokes.
Let's get to know the Canes.
It's the Canes and the Grimtones.
Let's get to know Karma.
The Grimtones.
Karma with a K. That's a pretty bold name for your band. How do you guys feel about that?
Like, what?
How'd you come up with that?
Well, we decided to spell it with a K because
that's how you spelled in the
karma.
Dictionary.
Right. I didn't mean that. I just meant.
What you decided.
Naming your band Karma is.
So check it out. It's like
it could be a double-edged sword, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, we spent a lot of times, me and Adam played together for a while, and Carter and Michelle played together for a while, and a lot of people have said a lot of times, like, hey, you know, you guys should get together and this and that, and if you look up the word karma, really it's something that is something that's supposed to be something of, like, you know, supposed to be, it's something that's supposed to happen, really.
Like butt sex.
Yes. Okay. Especially like butt sex.
Meant to happen.
And it's something that's, if you look up a definition of karma, it's something that, you know. It's
like the destination that everything else leads you to or something. Like
yeah,
that.
Something like that. It's like every other destination
things,
that you have, you lead to.
It leads you to good things. If you do bad things, it leads you to more bad things.
Right. Yeah, well, but even like, besides good and bad, it's like any action you take leads you to another action. Like karma isn't just about like good things lead to good things and bad things leads to bad things. It's just the actions that you take are what your future actions become. And it's really like and so it was really something.
Can't we just call that reality?
Sure.
Reality. In all honesty,
there's really only one shitty band from the 70s that no one's ever heard of called Karma, and we thought it was a good name, so we took it.
It's so hard to find a band name nobody's using, and I'm shocked that that wasn't being used.
Yeah, that's pretty shocking. So do you guys feel like with that name, you might be pigeonholed, like kind of a hippie-ish.
I kind of feel like that sometimes, yeah. But and that's why I think we went with the black and the leather.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody in here has got all black on, including me and Samantha.
We didn't even tell you guys.
Yeah,
this is my uniform every day. Yeah. So you know,
you guys are not the first.
So I think we went with. I don't want to speak for everybody, but I think we went for the black and leather because we didn't want to be taken as like some fucking LSD hippie band.
Paisley.
Yeah.
Crazy. psychedelic trip.
Like that giant.
But we
Paisley.
Still can be, because I mean, I feel like, you know, we're one of those groups though. Like, you know, we take on a lot of different holds. Like, we do, you know, we're a folk group and a rock and roll group and a psychedelic group, and we
you guys jam.
Yeah. And some just like fun shit too.
Yeah, hell
so it's
yeah.
Like, it's
Rick
even,
knows what's up.
It's pretty awesome. And when they go live, you guys fucking they play some Grimtone songs, and it's nice to hear those live with a full band. You know what I mean? Not that it was bad.
Yeah,
was
we play a lot of Grim. Well, right now, I mean, since we just started, we're playing a lot of Grimtone songs. We're playing a lot of Adam Springob songs.
Right, man.
And we're playing a lot of Kane songs just to get, you
bringing
know, our
it,
feel
we're bringing
together.
It together. Bringing it together.
Because,
yeah.
I mean, collectively as a group, we've been alive for like 2 months. So we only have like 4 songs that we've written together. But we have all these other songs in our other bands that we've kind of not really used a whole lot or not played a whole lot that now we're playing together as this group that just fucking sound great, and we're just going with that, and it's just fucking everything's going together really well, and I'm gonna say fuckity fuck as much as I fucking can.
Fuckity fuck, yeah. Fuckity fake, fake fuck, fuckity fuck, fuck.
Shit ass fuck pussy.
Yes.
Internet's great. You can say whatever you want. And yes. our audience
doesn't
mind. Oh
wait, this
mind.
Is on the internet?
Yeah.
Oh.
Where did you think
the interweb. The interweb.
You guys want
this
give
shit's
us,
on the interweb.
You want to give us a sample of this awesome new band called Karma?
Sure.
Oh, fuck. Right. We're going to play a song?
Send Carter out to the drum room.
This is Carter's band called Karma.
This is Carter. Carter Stellan started this band. If it wasn't for him.
If it wasn't for him.
If it wasn't for him.
We'd be just like the birds.
Or a flock of seagulls.
Oh shit.
Lock of seagulls.
Fabulous.
Wheat beef.
Everybody
call me
tries,
like Cajun.
Everybody tries their Max Volume impression out on the Worst Little Podcast.
Wait.
Really?
Yeah. Wait.
Everybody who
we're
else
not talking
know?
About Max Volume, we're talking about birds.
Oh, we're talking about birds.
No, we're talking about Max.
We don't know.
When you hear this back later, Greg, you're gonna hear what yours Flightimus. Sounds like just like
well
just saying.
Just saying. I'm wondering.
What not is the simpleton's crutch?
What not is the simpleton's crutch?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no. Which one was which?
Coke.
Coke.
How come your nose is so stuffed up?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Which one was it? All right, dude, this song's gonna be tough. All right, here we go. This is Karma original, sung by Mr. Adam Springob on the bass guitar.
You're liking a peach when you're on the ground. You're liking a peach when you're on the ground. Ooh, I think I'm going down. The thing that hit me most was that it didn't stain. The thing that wants to live deep underneath her brain.
It's not brain.
Well, my friends told me with a sigh on. Ooh, Lord, pass it around. Sometimes try to find a peace of mind. Yeah. No, don't feel right. Instead of putting up a fight. Sits in
stare. Ooh, even though sometimes try to find a piece of mind.
And groovy and playful.
Very nice. Very nice. I like the three singing. So do you all take a lead sometimes?
Oh, yes, yes. Such a pain in the ass live.
Oh, that's cool.
It's just like, Jesus.
We usually have two microphones and the three of us stand up front and we share the two microphones.
Are you guys going to do
Carter on the full drum kit, right?
How well will it translate to do fucking your Helter Skelter? Yes,
That's all Carter does.
Be horrible.
Oh, yeah. Please. I would love to hear fucking acoustic Helter Skelter.
No, we've got another great cover song.
You
wanted Greg
to sing Quiet, and now you're telling us.
No,
to
no,
play
no.
Helter
but then, but you got to like tone it down. Be all. Be all.
Helter Skelter. I mean, I love you. I'm singing like a
softer.
Weenie.
Exactly. I would love that.
No, we've got another great cover song that we're playing at the end. It's not Helter Skelter, but it's a great cover tune that everyone will love.
Yeah,
fun for the whole family.
They're not a fucking jukebox, Rick.
We decided to go acoustic so we could have more versatility.
Versatility. Bull suck.
Fabulous.
Fabulous.
Oh, don't start that again.
Sorry.
Let's get to know the band a little bit. Let's go around the room. I'm going to ask you guys. We're not going to do the quiz this week because y'all
we even mentioned that Sam is here.
Yeah, Sam's right here.
Oh, yeah, I'm right here.
Pan
Samantha Gates, lovely intern.
Who's that?
She mostly does the behind-the-scenes tech work for us, like uploading and organizing the blog and all that. That's what you're doing.
Yeah.
And sometimes we pull her in here and make her talk.
Yes, and this was a perfect week to do that because she gets to play me and I get to play Rory, which
who do
is
I get
really
to be?
Hard. I'd rather
who do I get
be
to
me.
Be?
You get to be Adam.
Shit.
Sorry.
No, he does that every day. I'm so bored. He does Adam all the time.
Just because you're amazingly talented and good-looking, you're not special.
Ha! He's mostly good looking.
Sexually.
You've got some critiques on Adam's appearance, Greg? You want to make him vocal?
No, I just said he's really good looking.
Okay. We all know Greg's the best looking one of all of us.
He's really, 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 really,
ridiculously
good looking. There's more to life.
Looking.
Yeah, but everyone knows this is still my band.
It's Carter's band.
Right. Doesn't matter how good looking y'all are. It's my band.
That's right.
Wields his power from the drum kit.
The name is on my bass drum.
That's right.
The name's on his kick drum.
That's it. It's like the Beatles, dude. We all know Ringo ran the show.
That's right.
So.
All right.
In lieu of the quiz this week, let's just do a little round the room interview about you guys and see get to know you a little better. Because you've been on the show and we've asked you all the silly questions we could.
I've never been on this show before.
Jack White or Kurt Cobain?
Yeah. Oh, that's a good
that's a very good one.
Good rapid fire. So, Greg, since you like to talk a lot, we'll have you go first. Where were you born?
Cat.
Where was I born?
Yeah, where were you
born?
Yeah,
where were you born?
Northridge, California, sir.
You're a Californian. Cool. When did you get to Reno?
I got to Reno in 2009.
All right. Let's go to Michelle. Where were you born?
I was born here.
Ah, Renoite.
What?
And you got here in 1992. Okay. Adam?
What about it?
Where were you born and when did you get to Reno?
When was I born?
Yeah. No, where?
Where? Adam was born in
Seattle.
You were born in Seattle, so you're Washingtonian. Transplant to Reno. When did you get to Reno?
You know, like 4 or so years ago.
4 years?
It's about the same time. Actually, Adam and I, we like moved here about the same exact time.
And then, bam, you started the Canes,
and
right?
And the stars aligned.
Yes. And that was awesome, dude. Love the Canes. Carter?
Here, man.
You were born in Reno?
Yep.
Yeah? You guys go to school together?
We went to kindergarten together.
Wow.
Shut up.
I think it probably was covered before, but it still blows my mind. Good job.
Dude, so we're like, was like Carter like school. The awkward kid that like fucking...
I don't remember.
Like,
Carter and I wore the same kind of sweater vest in our kindergarten picture.
Seriously?
Right. We were fucking 500 miles away, but we wore the same 100 sweater vest. Fucking same kind of sweater.
We're still wearing the same shit.
Bada boo. Bada boo.
All right, well, let's go to the next question. Tell me about your family. Do you have brothers and sisters?
Yes.
Does everybody play music or anybody play
negative.
Music? You're the only one.
I'm the only one in my immediate family. I've got cousins. I have a cousin, actually, plays keyboards for Ariel Pink's Haunted Graffiti, which is a pretty popular band. Been on the Jimmy Fallon show.
Oh, wow.
Is that
like
their
that?
Full name? Ariel Pink's,
Ariel
Haunted,
Pink's
Graffiti?
Haunted Graffiti. My cousin Kenny Gilmore
is that like
plays
a, is that like in
keyboards for the group. It's really hard to get a hold of him, even though I'm his cousin, though.
Is that yeah, he should try to maybe take you under his wing and help your band out.
Yeah, well, you know.
Like in Haunted Graffiti in parentheses, like country songs?
Nope. No. Ariel Pink's Haunted Graffiti, dude. They're the weirdest fucking band you've ever heard.
Cool.
Everybody
go look
I've
it up.
I've listened to Fantomas. They can't be that bad.
They're pretty weird. I mean, I'm not saying they're the weirdest band ever, but they're pretty weird. They're like an Animal Collective. They were signed by Animal Collective's label for a while.
Cool. All right. That's a good band. I like the Animal Collective. Michelle, what's your family situation? Do you got like brothers and sisters?
What's up with you, girl?
Is everybody,
what up, girl?
So I imagine like your whole family played guitars and they're all around you the whole time. No?
No, nobody did except my dad, but my dad plays like flamenco, Spanish guitar.
Flamenco. Oh.
In his
underwear.
Mind.
What?
In his dreams.
No.
Rick's like in his underwear.
No, he's really.
His dick in his
shirt.
No shirt in his underwear.
Rick's it's really hot in there.
Dad. Her dad's cute.
Like, but,
you know, everybody's dad's not cute.
No, all right.
He is good looking.
But he's pretty good at that.
Yeah, George Clooney over there.
It's like a little George Clooney.
Yeah, yeah, he does kind of have that going on. I think I need some time alone.
With a wooden dick, a bottle opener. He bought that for you, Rick. I hope
Shut
you
up.
Know.
Can
yeah,
you call it your dad's
I didn't
dick?
Buy that for you. He bought that for you.
Pop the fluid in me, Louis.
did he buy that specific one?
Is your dad's name Louis?
In the mic.
Nope. His name is Jim.
Mine or Adam's?
You.
Oh, no. His name's Jim.
Okay.
Jim.
No offense.
His name's Jim. Right?
Don't
his
listen to this
Jim.
Show, Jim.
Right.
Adam Springup.
Jim.
Do you have brothers and sisters?
Adam Springup.
Yeah, I got a whole flock of them.
The whole flock?
Adam's
How many musicians in there, Springup?
In that one, just me. Just
you're the lone wolf, huh? The
black sheep. You just said your mom was a singer.
My mom sang and plays piano.
Oh, cool. Well, that's got to influence you. I mean, her dad doing flamenco.
Yeah.
Mom playing the piano.
Well, shit, if it wasn't for my mom, I wouldn't be playing music. Maybe I wouldn't be here right now. You know?
Yeah, you wouldn't
right.
be.
Right.
Adam be a big, strong.
No.
With the band Karma.
Adam be a big, strong construction worker.
What about you, Carter?
No brothers or sisters. Just a mom and a dad.
Do they play music?
My dad does, yeah.
What does he play? Drummer?
Yeah. I knew there was something going on here.
It's in their blood. All right, so let's go. Let's start with Carter this time. How many instruments do you play?
A little little guitar. Little
besides
bass,
the skin
drums.
Flute?
Or the upright nice. Organ?
Nice.
So nice. A excellent. Bit of, burn. Nux from far away. Booyah.
Plays a little harmonica.
So. Yeah, a little
do you,
harmonica.
Do you do any singing?
He
when
rocks.
They force me.
Okay. He rocks the fucking slide whistle, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's probably the best.
Yeah. Oh, it's awesome.
That was a good one, Greg.
Oh, you know, he can
barely totally grab that card.
The petty
whistle?
That's somewhere.
Yeah, you should grab that.
You should definitely grab that.
Yeah, we got to check out your phenomenal penny whistle skills.
Yeah, it's fucking rad.
He's the best.
Adam? Adam's next, right?
Yeah, Adam, how many instruments?
I don't play the penny whistle.
No.
I mean, I never tried.
What other instruments do you play? Besides the skin flute. Yeah, ha, ha.
Besides the skin flute and the...
The upright organ.
The upright organ. No, I don't know. I dabble in a bunch of shit. I can't...
Oh, you play the French horn?
I can't make a reed or a horn. I can't play a lot of fucking... You know,
just tell me your like major things. I know you play the drums, you play the bass, you play guitar.
I like to sing. Sing's
you
my
sing?
Favorite.
Sang.
So pretty... I think
sang Adam
is my
sang.
Favorite.
Adam sang. He sang when he said.
Sang. Am I close enough?
Michelle,
to
how
the
many
microphone?
Instruments do you play?
Piano is my first one, and guitar. I tried to play drums. That's really fun. I really like doing that.
She's phenomenal at the
drums.
Yeah,
she's actually pretty good.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, I know. I've seen you guys do the old Grimtone switcheroo, so.
Yeah, that was really fun. That's
they the gave one. Me that. They gave me that one time.
Yeah.
She,
yeah.
She nice. Doesn't play violin.
No, I don't play violin. I do not. Like and really... actually, I can't. Okay, I can't play violin. I can't play like reed or woodwind or like any kind of that. I agree with Adam. I bought a flute one time and I tried to play it and like I'm like I figured out a C scale and then like Carter walks in the room and he's like, "What is wrong with you? You're like fucking pale white." And I'm like, like almost
winded.
Passed out trying to play a flute. Can't do that.
Wow. You gotta harness your inner Kenny G for that.
Can you play the triangle?
Yeah,
the electric triangle. Yeah.
But I really like I like
distortion.
Playing bass a lot.
You know what I'm saying, hey girl.
What about the skin flute? Did we
yeah,
cover
I
that?
Play the skin flute.
Okay,
yeah.
Four out of four so far.
Dude, she rocks. She could do the fucking tambourine for an entire
oh,
song.
Yeah, that too,
and
yeah.
Every time she finishes that, I'm all, oh, Greg's a lucky guy. So I kind of like that takes some
right.
Fucking back and forth.
136 BPM.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
I like that's playing tambourine. So funny, like, I can't play the shaker that well, though, but Carter can play shaker, but he can't play tambourine.
Right in
that
mouth.
Carter.
Strange.
You gotta fucking work on your shaker skills later.
Yeah.
No. We'll have a beer box meeting after class. Greg, how many instruments do you play?
I play
besides
best,
the skin flute.
No, I play instruments of torture the best.
Oh,
he's
yeah?
Pretty good at that.
You're thinking that the whole time, huh?
What?
The whole time around the room, he's like, "What am I going to say? It's going to be funny."
I don't know. I was sitting here going like this with my finger and my thumb, and I was like, "Dude, this
rolling a booger."
Yep, rolling this booger here. I'm rolling a booger, and I'm like, "What am
that's
I going to say?
Awesome.
What am I going to say? Well, what am I going to say?"
No,
what is
I've
gonna
dabbled
be?
In piano, and I played. You know, the first Kane's album, I played a lot of the bass on that, mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't know that.
Adam.
No, yes. Adam wasn't even, he was only
face.
On the second one.
Oh, the first album.
He was
album.
On the second
okay.
one. So the first
okay,
album, totally. I played a lot of the bass tracks on.
Face.
And the funny thank thing it. Is it's a lot of people's favorite bass tracks, which I, you know.
Lo and behold, came from a non-bass player.
Bass to the other bass
Non-bass
to the
player.
Other bass.
Face to your
so
bass.
I love playing it. Drums, but I'm not very good at it just because I like hitting them very hard.
Yeah. Hi, welcome to the
like
club.
I just like hitting shit so fucking... Look, I see? Like, fucking, I'm knocking mics and guitars over just because I like to hit fucking drums so fucking hard, dude. And everyone's like, don't play my drum kit.
Yeah.
Please don't play my drum kit. Because I fucking hit their skin
he likes
so
to
hard.
Fucking hit fucking drums.
And I'm like, what are you, the little fucking...
Baby?
Yes.
Is that what you're going to say? Baby?
Yes.
All right. All right, let's continue with the interview.
Wait, Samantha, how many instruments?
No.
Oh, no.
We're not doing her. She's the co-host. Do you have any questions for these guys?
She's the co-host.
Come up with some,
not currently. Okay, not currently. My
Nick.
Question was already answered.
I got one.
It was, does everybody in the band play the skin flute?
Oh.
Raise your
everybody
hand.
In this
Everybody's
band.
Hand went up.
We all play the skin flute.
I want to know. Okay, I want to know from each person in the band. Have you ever photographed or videotaped yourself in the nude?
Does that mean you're first?
Yeah.
Yes.
Michelle?
Yeah.
Adam?
No, but I sit here and wonder what that would look like.
Don't fucking lie, dude.
I don't believe you.
We all did it together, you son of a bitch.
They would look
You're
good.
You're going to sit here and lie to everybody?
If I did, they would look
I thought we had something special.
There's no chance, as much as Adam likes himself, that he hasn't already taken shots of himself naked. There's just no way. I don't believe you.
Rick,
how
bullshit.
About in your underwear?
We all have to check your phone after the show.
How do you even do that?
I don't know.
Carter, do you take pictures of yourself naked?
I don't have a camera or nothing, no.
I believe him.
I just got my sketchbook here.
Well, that sounds like a little more fun than just taking a photo of myself.
All right, let's go with, so out of history, what one band would you kill to see that you have never seen? Carter, I'll start with you.
It's all going to be the same answer.
Yeah, I believe it. No, Carter's going to be the one. No, Carter and Adam will be different. Michelle and Adam.
It's, I don't know, it's tough. I mean, probably the Stones, but.
But you
I
can
figured,
see them.
Like,
what, like that's do you have a time?
If history didn't matter, it'd be Hendrix.
Ah, there you go.
There you go. Okay.
All right, Adam?
All of the Grateful Dead. All of them, though. Every one of them.
Like, together, collectively?
Like as a band?
In the whole
like,
world?
Like, complete
or?
As a band?
Who doing, knew I could respect
together,
you less?
Doing as opposed to individually?
That's a horrible answer.
You pothead, spring up.
Jesus. No, I just like the Grateful Dead music.
Okay. Adam really likes the Grateful Dead.
Well, I mean, yeah, and I really
so
like
the Grateful
Dead.
So long, I love you.
It's not, no judgment.
You're all hopped up on that weed.
Dude, Michelle?
Put down the bong once in a while. Put down the bong once in a while. Dude.
I don't know. You guys are all like, I'm just going to pick the Beatles. But actually, I don't know if I would because they stopped touring when
Led Zeppelin.
I was going to pick Zeppelin. But it depends what time, because in like 1977...
You can pick which time.
Okay, like 1972 Zeppelin.
Nice.
I would see that.
Excellent.
Definitely.
Nice.
I can dig that.
You, Big Daddy.
Greg?
Me? Oh, I'd probably pick the Doors in Miami when Jim Morrison flashed the crowd.
Nice. That's a good choice, too.
I mean, come on, dude. The guy gets pulled down by cops.
But
like,
Hendrix.
That would have been the gnarliest shit ever.
Yeah. Hendrix would be
like, who would not want
to,
like, riot and shit?
Hi, I have a really small penis.
We know, Rory.
Hi. That really happened.
All right, well, let's go with, we'll start with Michelle. Top three bands. Go.
Zeppelin, Beatles.
And it could just be for this week. I know it changes all the time, but.
Oh, my God.
Ball sack.
So you had the Zeppelin, Beatles.
And
no, like what's on your iPod IP3 player right now?
IP3.
Can I do a tie between two?
Yes.
Okay, Hendrix and Pink Floyd.
Ooh. Very nice.
What? No way.
Let's jump to you, Greg.
Me? No, go the other way.
No. My show, you go.
Damn it. All right. My top three, the Beatles, Bob Dylan, and, dude, I'm going to say the tie between the last two is going to be the last three. Fuck.
It's
Nirvana, White Stripes, Bob Dylan.
Damn.
Okay,
damn.
Well, Bob Dylan was your second choice, but, okay. Carter.
But not in any particular order.
Doesn't matter.
But Stones, Hendrix, Beatles. Yeah.
Adam?
My top three would be Sir Elton John, Sir John Lennon, Sir John Paul Jones.
Oh.
What?
I didn't
say
John Paul Jones' solo career?
They were all sirs to me.
Bass players.
Elton John, Beatles, and Zeppelin. Very good, very good. Do you want to say your top three, Sam?
And Samantha?
No, I don't. No.
Because you're so younger, even younger than these
guys.
I'm
so younger.
I was curious, is it like One Direction or?
It's not One Direction.
Katy Perry.
She was raised in a musical family.
You know,
all the good ones.
Yes.
I don't know if I have a top three. I have a top.
Who's your favorite?
Probably Radiohead.
Oh, okay.
Radiohead.
You know that that's
badass.
The one true God, though, right?
Radiohead is
nice. I didn't
badassery.
Know Chewbacca was into Radiohead, but that's cool. All right. Well, let's see. Would you guys rather go indie forever, or do you want to sign to a major label and be artist like that?
I would like to go indie for a long time until, like, you know,
until
I,
you're dead.
No, indie for
and
a long
then
time because
go mainstream.
I like to like I you know like not to like beat a dead horse, but I kind of like what the White Stripes did. They went indie for the whole time, and then their last album that they knew was going to be their last album, they signed to a major label and just made their money and were done with it. And that was very cool.
A one record deal, huh?
Yeah, record deal. Like I would do.
Jack's
that.
Pretty smart.
One record smart, deal and then do what fella. You want after that because you get your fucking $15 million off your one record deal and then if you're smart enough, you build your own empire
studio
after
in
that.
Tennessee. Yeah.
Smart. You do your own shit after. That's my opinion. I don't know about the rest of these cats.
What do you think, Carter?
It's Carter's band.
Yeah. It's Carter's band. So ask
him.
Him
that.
It's his choice.
What we're doing, we're going to be to a major label, but we just don't really give a fuck what they say, so we'd be still pretty indie because they'll just hate us. And,
oh, so the money of the majors and the freedom of the indie.
Yep.
That's not
right.
Possible, but do it.
You're going to do like a swindle like the Sex Pistols.
Yeah.
We're a swindle swine.
Michelle, what do you feel? How do you feel about this?
I would agree with that, what Carter just said, though. But like,
smart
I don't
band.
Know, whatever. However it keeps me playing music, if I'm just going to be indie because people are going to be like, oh, they sold out because they made money, then like, yeah. Because I want to keep playing music.
Okay, that's smart.
I don't want to go broke and...
Adam, how do you feel about independent or big label?
I feel great about it.
Which way do you, which way do you want to go? Or would you just do
Smash,
either or?
Smash sucked and indie for life, bro.
Okay.
Oh. So he wants to do the G.G. Allin route. So the G.G. Allin route where you like smash poo and broken glass in your face at your shows.
No, I mean like Smash
and then,
Brothers.
Like,
damn it. Super Smash Brothers. That's all he's talking about.
Oh, okay.
It's video games.
Bro. It's pointed right to my mouth.
Do you guys ever...
Why Riku's not
have
there
you ever played Atari?
Here.
Yes.
Okay. Then you're still old enough. Because some people go, what the fuck's an Atari? You know? Anyway... All right, well, what are your plans for the recent future or the near future?
Like? Play another song?
So check this out. We've got...
another song.
Yeah, we're going to play another song. But hey, before we go there, we've got our album, our EP release pre-order show at Jub Jub's on November 15th.
Ooh.
That's only a couple weeks away. You can go there and pre-order our EP, which is a... $7 value, and if you give us $5, we'll give you the EP.
17. See you at Jubs!
Yeah, that's right. It's at Jub Jubs on November 15th, and Stabby Unicorn is playing, and there's this group from San Francisco called Hungry Skinny playing, and there's going to be some other groups playing. And
Jub Jubs says F Yordi.
That's right. And then our EP release show... So far, right now, as we go, is going to be December 12th at the Knitting Factory.
Ooh.
And we've got some great things planned for that show. And none of the songs that we're playing tonight are from that EP because we're going to keep everybody in secrecy about it.
Oh.
Let's do that song.
Tom's on me.
Yeah, fly like an eagle.
Fly like an eagle?
Fly like an eagle.
Nice. All right, you guys, play another song.
We're going to play another song, and this is a song.
Do you guys want to do back-to-back, like two songs in a row?
Fuck that. We never do that.
No?
Yeah, we got the Carter? Yeah,
how many do you have for us?
We have four tonight. We already played one, and we got three more.
Okay.
Okay. So we're going to play two back-to-back?
Yeah, go ahead and do two back-to-back.
So we're doing, what are we doing right now, Michelle?
Your song.
What's it called?
I'm picking up my pick.
She's picking up her pick.
She's picking all the picks.
Okay. All right, this song is called My Love. Carter, you out there?
Wait for him to get ready for that.
All right, this is going to start with a little harmony at the beginning. Ooh. Well, it's all over now, my darling. Since we lost the touch, yeah. Days away. Tell me what did I say? I'm singing it.
Reminded me of the Kinks a little.
Yeah, I can totally see that.
It's cool, very cool. What's the next song?
The next song's called Michelle.
Well, that song's 310, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Ooh. Yeah.
You ready, Carter?
Yeah.
Oh.
I woke up last night alone.
you're Chevy and you ask for something. I never see you smile or bar. Sometimes I don't see you at all. Do you feel like you used to do, or does the guilty mind still fall?
It's like, you know when like some songs all going good and then the whole band falls down the flight of stairs at the end?
Yeah. That's what just happened.
Yeah. The chaos. Is it that chaotic ending? You're like, is it? It's over. Oh, that was awesome. Thanks, you guys.
It's so cool.
That was good. Carter, you can come back in if you want. We'll talk about, why don't we talk
heroin?
About what's coming up?
Heroin.
What's coming up? So you guys got November 15th at the Nitty Factory?
No, November 15th at Jub Jub's. It's going to be our pre-order show.
Right.
You're going to be able to get our EP for a lot less than you will be able to in the future. And then our EP release show will be December 12th at the Knitting Factory.
Oh, that's my birthday.
December 12th is your birthday?
Yeah. And also, that's Mary.
Well, you get in for free.
That's Mary Anarchy. So
oh, God
I'm going to get
it.
A sound man, not you, for the sound man.
Oh, God damn it.
All right. We'll have to.
I thought it was the 13th.
We'll have to get somebody trained. No, it's 2 days. Always 12th and 13th. So.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. So I can't come. Sorry. No. Sorry, you guys.
Maybe we should reschedule that.
Yeah, push it back a week.
Yeah.
Push it back a week, you guys. Okay, so that's coming up for you, Samantha. You're in a band or two. What's going on with you?
Yeah, how's that going?
I don't have any. We don't have any shows coming up. The string band, Jake Houston and the Tin Can String Band, is recording a full length album actually. Already.
Fucking rat in Carson.
Yeah, in nice. Carson. Yep. And so we are taking a break from playing live shows currently.
Recording with your pops, Vince
Laying
Gates.
It down.
Yep, Vince Gates.
Nice.
Sweet
Jesus.
He's
really
studio.
Good.
Whoop, whoop.
I'm recording my solo EP. I'm doing a solo project called Dead Birdie. And I'm doing.
Oh,
that
relates to the whole Max Volume thing.
Oh.
it's all like full circle now.
It's all about foul. This show is foul.
The show is foul.
Yeah,
get
so
it?
No.
Foul? Like, ah.
Dun, 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 dun.
What's that going to be like? What's Dead Birdie going to be like?
That is a secret still.
Is it sweet folky girl music?
It's not folky, I can tell you that.
Dance hit.
Is this your rap group?
Metal?
Yes. It's rap and metal. Yeah.
Nice. I hope it works. That usually doesn't.
Yeah, it usually clashes. I'm well, getting the kinks out.
Rage is kind of like that.
Yeah, I guess. Rage is kind of heavy rock rap.
ICP, bro.
Where?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
ICP.
Well, I see penis.
I see penis.
Rick, what do you got going on this coming up week?
This week, I'm supposed to be recording you.
Is that right?
I see wiener. Yeah.
Do we have to talk about that?
Yeah, we'll talk about that after the show.
last weekend, I recorded Victims of the Cave. I didn't mention that.
Victims.
Yeah, who
fucking,
are they?
They're these fucking young kids who are amazing. This amazing metal band. And they're like hella young. They're like some of them are underage and still in high school, and some of them are fucking older. And they just fucking metal band plays live. Plays live, records live. It sounds like a record. They're amazing.
Wow.
So really, really good.
You
like,
just like
fast
the name,
metal kids.
Rick. Victims of
Victims
the Cave.
Victims of the Cave.
You just like the name.
No,
and the youngness.
I'd recorded them before,
yeah.
And they came
pervy.
Back. Yeah, one of them is total jailbait. And when you shake his hand at the end of the night, and he's all like, and he's real, like good-looking kid, and you shake his hand at the end of the night, and he does that thing with his finger inside your palm, and it makes me feel like totally, like, I don't know. Because the whole time I'm trying to think, don't look at him, don't look at him, don't look at him, don't look at him. And then he does that, I'm just like, fuck, go, stop it. Dude, I'm going to fucking go to jail. Okay, no, but they're fucking hella talented, though. I'm amazed the kids that young are that good, so.
Far
anyway,
out.
They're just little kids. They're going to be on our show, hopefully, in January, Rory said, but we'll see.
Oh,
excellent.
Then you'll all get to see how rad they are.
I can't wait to see the cave. Rick, I really like your bird feeder out back.
What is your deal?
Who was
dude, that is
that?
So gay, Rick wouldn't even do it.
That was so gay, Rick wouldn't even do it.
What would Lemmy do?
What would Lemmy do?
Yeah.
Larry.
No. The worst little podcast.
The worst little podcast.
That's pretty good. Pretty good, Greg.
You should start a spin-off podcast.
I hope he's
Greg.
Flattered. I hope he's flattered that I've spent so much time trying to get his voice down perfectly.
Lately, you guys fucking have been walking around the studio talking in Max Volume's voice, and it's like, and I'm like, you don't sound anything like it. But, you know, I bet in your head you sound like him. But,
no, of course, in our heads.
We all sound like
it
Max
was
Volume
all
in
my head.
Yeah. Hey, Rick, you going to Michael Mara show?
I have to work.
Oh,
doesn't that suck?
Bummer.
Tell me about Michael Mara. Who's
Michael
Mara?
Michael Mara is a talk show host that used to be on Don and Mike, and he has his own show for a while now, and I listen to it every fucking day with Michael Mara and Rob Spiewak, and the show is coming up on November 14th at the Circus Circus, and I don't think it's sold out yet.
I think it's the 15th, man.
15th. I'm so sorry. It's a Saturday.
No,
whatever.
It's the 14th. It's Friday the 14th.
Is it Friday?
It's on
no,
the Friday.
I think it's a Saturday.
Weird. My ticket
Shit.
Says Friday the
14th. Well, Michael Mara show. Oh,
14th
you're going
of November.
Yeah, I'm going. Dude.
Oh,
of November.
I hate you. Yeah.
Oh, so the next day you can come to our show. That's
yeah,
cool.
I'll be free for that.
Yeah, all right, we're gonna have to change our EP release show because we can't go against Mary Anarchy because we love Mary Anarchy.
Yeah.
It's like sacrilegious.
I didn't know you guys.
Sacrilege,
dude. That fucking song. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To play
so rad.
Oh yeah.
Have you heard?
Yeah. That whole album.
She gets up in that like fucking really high range, and I like almost cream my pants because it's so high.
What are you guys talking
Whoa.
About?
You ever heard the latest Yeah Yeahs? Mosquito.
Oh, okay.
They've got that song Sacrilege. Oh my god, it's so good. It's
I love
like,
the Yeah Yeahs.
She gets so high up, it's like almost like Etta James shit.
Wow.
She's like, ah!
It's
so good.
That's good, dude. Very nice. Also, what else is coming up? The first Friday at the Foxy Olive this week is going to be good. It's going to be John from Candy Shop and Big Remote with Margie from Candy Shop and
John
Reed
Margie.
Stonebridge.
I like it a lot.
And they're going to be doing a lot of – they're going to be covering a lot of other bands from Reno's songs. and of course some crazy covers and their own original songs. So
that's fucking
I think
rad.
They're going to call it, they said, Satellite Serenade. So look out for that, folks. First Fridays at the Foxy. Reverend Rory hosts it. He probably wants me to mention that to you, so you can go do that. It's free. Always free at the Foxy Olive.
Fuck Rory.
First Friday.
No, I'm all about drinking pee.
Of the
I'm
month.
All about drinking Rory.
He gets so drunk, he actually drinks pee.
It's very sterile. Yeah.
In
yeah.
front of everyone. And proves.
Hi, I have a really small penis.
Not kidding about that.
Oh, suck.
Other than that, yeah, Merry Anarchy in December on the 12th and 13th. Go see that. Let's just close this out, make it an early show. We got one more song from Karma.
Unless
oh,
I can...
we don't have rapid fire.
No, nah, we're not doing the quiz this time. You guys already
yeah.
took.
You
all
got,
took the
all
quiz.
Taken
oh, that's
quiz.
Some bullshit. repeated. And dude, and what about? And I want to make them try to do Helter Skelter, but if it sucks, we won't put it on the show.
Yeah,
no, we got one more song.
Oh, you gotta do it for me. Just try it.
No, we got one more song.
Okay, so
all right, let me sign off then. Thanks for listening, everybody. It's been real fun with the Canes and the Grimtones' new band called Karma. It's also been fun.
Good save, Nick.
The Grimtones.
To hang out with Samantha.
The Grim Canes.
Beautiful to have some female energy
Samantha
in the room.
Samantha and Nick.
Would you like to say something to our audience before we go?
No.
Yes!
Well, with that, then, for Samantha, Rick... Nate in the back, the Karma Band, and the absent Reverend Rory Dowd. I am Nick Ramirez, your constant companion, saying, life is short and I love you.
Now.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
All right, well, this is a tune we're going to play. I love playing this song because a lot of people come up to you and you'll say, hey, you ever heard that song? I'll say to them, you ever heard that song called The Wait? And they're like, no, who's that? What's that all about? And I'm like, it's by the band. And they're like, who the fuck is the band? I'm like, you know, it's that song that goes Take a Load Off Fanny. And they're like, oh, it's going to be one of those like traditional songs like 100 years from now or like La Bamba or something where everybody knows it, but no one knows who fucking wrote it.
True.
All right, are you guys ready?
I like music.
Yeah, let's just play it.
Yeah. About a half past dead. Just need some place where I can lay my head. Say, mister, can you tell me where may I might find a bed? See it in our later. Somewhere to see it. Take a load off, Fanny. Take a load for free.
Moses, ain't nothing that you can.
can say. Just so Luke and Luke's waiting on judgment day. Said, hey Luke, what about young Emily? Do me a favor, son, won't you stay and keep Emily company? Take a load off Fanny, take a load for free. Take a load. Down the line, my bag is sinking low, and I do believe it's time to get back to Miss Fanny. You know she's the only one who sent me here with the regards for everyone. Take a load off Fanny, take a load for free. Right on me.
I fucking forgot to mention your solo show, dude.
It's all right. It was just my solo show and the Grimtones, like, last show they're going to play for a while.
Adam, I heard you have a show with the Grimtones, Bazooka Zoo, and Pompeo?
Pompeo, like, this, like and the vinaigrette.
Pompeo.
Like, that's vinaigrette, correct. Like the Pompeo, like the
and
vinaigrette.
Ruby that's J. Correct. Ruby J plays that? She plays that little guitar, right?
That's correct. The ukulele, that's the, correct. The uke. Are you talking about November 29th?
Yes, November 29th
at the Knitting Factory.
Knitting Factory. That's
with
a big
everybody
place.
That you wanted to hear, especially the Grimtones and Adam Springham's last CD, fuck yeah, for a little while, yeah.
So everybody go.
Is that really the last Grimtones show as well?
Well, we're pretty much going on the road a month after that, so yeah.
Oh. Well, at least for a while, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that sounds important.
Oh, now you guys skelter my helter.
Wait, chill out, man. Chill, let it take effect, you know, man. Like, let it groove through your soul.
Oh, Helter Skelter.
I got blisters on my fingers.
Yeah!
Is there anything particular that you fancy?
Dog War Studios.
Bet that's not worth much.
No.